another edition of The Flip Side coming your way for this Thursday, April the 26th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, I guess today's financial news can be summed up pretty quickly. Thanks to CNBC, Wall Street paid absolutely no attention to the big miss on jobless claims. And paid attention to what they perceived was good news coming out of the housing market, and Amazon's second quarter earnings. Well, that pushed the Dow up 113 points to 13,204. Likewise for NASDAQ, higher by 20, 3,050. Troubles in Europe gave the dollar a small boost. Dollar index higher by 9 at 79.15. Crude oil closing down 51 cents at 104.04. But the big news of the day was the metals market obviously is not buying into Ben Bernanke's statements of no more quantitative easing. Gold closed higher by $12.80 at $16.58. Silver higher by 38 at $31.19. Platinum higher by 16 at $15.74. And palladium higher by 10 at $6.76. Mining index losing a few points today, off 64. XAU closing at 163.58. We'll have more after this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuf today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuf today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hello, I'm Chris Christopherson. On November 8, 1965, the 173rd Airborne Brigade on Operation Hump, War Zone D in Vietnam, were ambushed by over 1,200 VC. 48 American soldiers lost their lives that day. Severely wounded and risking his own life, Lawrence Joel, a medic, was the first living black man since the Spanish-American War to receive the United States Medal of Honor for saving so many lives in the midst of battle that day. Our friend Niles Harris, retired 25 years United States Army, the guy who gave Big Kenny his top hat, was one of the wounded who lived. This song is his story. Caught in the action of kill or be killed, greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for a friend.
Thursday, I'd forgotten about that particular bump. It always amuses me when long-forgotten bumps make their appearance. Well, outside of the happy feet at CNBC who think that the recovery is still around the corner, it seems as though Timmy Geithner is either putting out statements as a cover you-know-what, or he could be seriously concerned about things that could unfold in the next few months. It's reported out of the San Francisco Chronicle that Geithner gave a speech at a Portland City Club yesterday, saying that the financial crisis in the Eurozone plus the Western dispute of Iran's nuclear energy program, which led to the country's decision to halt crude exports to some European countries, has jeopardized the U.S. economy. We still face some serious risks ahead, Geithner said to the City Club attendees. He also noted that most financial crises are caused by a mix of stupidity and greed and recklessness and risk-taking and hope. Now, this comes on the heels of the European Union, which has postponed an April deadline to review the impacts of its embargo on oil imports from Iran due to concerns over future energy crises across its member states. The EU imposed sanctions against Iran to pressure the country to halt its nuclear energy program based on unsubstantiated claims that it may include non-civilian divisions. Now, I find this interesting in the context of we have seen a orchestrated decline in war talk with Iran, not only from the neoconservatives in the U.S., but also it seems as though a effort to tone down certain Israeli rhetoric has been toned down of late, but it's just a matter of time. Israeli's defense minister Ehud Barak said today that Iran is determined to fool the entire world and obtain nuclear weapons. He was speaking at a traditional Jewish ceremony that hosted senior military officials, past and present. He went on to say that there's no reason to think that Iran will stop moving toward military nukes once it believes its program is immune to attack. He noted that North Korea and Pakistan both achieved nuclear weapons despite tough sanctions. He concluded his speech by saying that Israel's stopwatch on Iran is ticking faster than the U.S.'s, because Israel's abilities are more limited. So although the Iranian rhetoric has fallen off the front pages, it hasn't gone away in any way, shape, or form. And although Ben Bernanke wouldn't confirm that in any way, shape, or form, I guess he left it to Timmy Geithner to do that. And here's the 800-pound gorilla sitting in the rooms, my friend, is the story that CNBC don't want to report on, Ben Bernanke and Tim Geithner won't talk about, or for that matter, anybody else. And that the supremacy of the dollar is fading fast. The United States and the European Union, both have based their Iranian sanctions on the financial system that's behind Iran's oil trade. Iran uses its central bank to run its oil business. The bank used to settle its trades through the Belgium company SWIFT, which stands for the Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. And the trades are always in U.S. dollars. However, once the sanctions take full effect in July, U.S. and European sanctions against Iran will make transactions within the Iranian central bank illegal. When that occurs, the official avenue of trade will be shut down. Now, Iran was officially shut out of SWIFT a few weeks ago. But the arrogance in the sanctions, in the assumption that Iran can only use this $1-based avenue, is severely misguided. Since the sanctions were announced, Iran's official oil sales have certainly declined. Iran actually preemptively halted oil shipments to Germany, Spain, Greece, Britain, and France, which together have bought some 18% of Iran's oil. However, Iran is circumventing the petrodollar and is selling its oil to India for gold and rupees. China and Iran are working on a barter system to exchange Iranian oil for Chinese imported products. China and South Korea are also quietly buying Iranian oil with their own currencies. And the Iranians, rather than sitting on their hands, are using every trick in the book to move their oil undetected. We'll have more after this.
Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth. Cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. Paying attention to this crop of bump rotation songs. I now remember when I put that particular string of bumps together was during the George Bush administration because of the uproar over the Dixie Chicks. And that was one of the all-time great Dixie Chick songs. Anyway, back to Iran. The fact is, Iran has been negotiating non-dollar denominated deals with many friendly nations besides China and India, Turkey, and Syria. There's a long list of other friendly nations out there. That are doing business with Iran that's going to keep its finances afloat for a long time. Sanctions may have a limiting effect, but there's still a lot of Iranian oil money flowing. The mainstream media is avoiding all discussion on the demise of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Even fewer people are talking about how sanctions based on Iran's supposed need to use the U.S. dollar to sell its oil leave loopholes wide enough to drive a bus through. The world doesn't need to revolve around the U.S. dollar anymore. And the longer the U.S. tries to pretend that the dollar is still and will remain dominant, the more often its international actions are going to backfire. The end of dollar dominance is a very ominous sign for the U.S. economy, especially since the federal government seems to be ignoring this enormous elephant. And I guess the advice is ignore this at your own peril. Well, like I said, it seems, judging by Timmy Geithner's statements yesterday that this particular situation is keeping him up at night. And that leads me to my favorite subject. Because I know some people will be saying to themselves, oh, there Robbie goes again, talking about $10,000 an ounce gold. But hear me out. Gold climbed today on concerns that the Fed could employ more quantitative easing in a further attempt to stimulate the U.S. economy. The Fed said that the economic conditions are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate at least through late 2014. Continuing ultra-loose monetary policy and negative real interest rates all continue to support gold at the current price. And yes, even at this lofty level of 1648, gold could actually be a bargain of a lifetime right now. The Fed has already engaged in two rounds of asset purchases near a massive $2.3 trillion to drive down interest rates and in a vain attempt to stimulate the U.S. economy. Quantitative easing helped push up both equity and commodity prices by providing cheap money to investors who placed it in riskier assets. We'll have more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's the thing, my friends. All this quantitative easing, whether it's in the U.S. or Europe, are leading to greater inflationary pressures. And there is a distinct risk that Ben Bernanke, the Fed, and other central banks have underestimated the risk of inflation. Earlier this week, Bernanke said U.S. monetary policy was more or less in the right place, even though the central bank would not hesitate to launch another round of bond purchases if the economy were to falter. If one examines efforts by Europe to solve the debt crisis after the ECB called for a growth compact, but put the blame on the Eurozone governments to sort out their economies. The Eurozone debt crisis is far from resolved, and the next stage of the crisis could be even more volatile than recent events in Greece. So it was with interest today I noticed on Reuters TV they interviewed John Butler, who says that a return to the gold standard is inevitably possible as soon as within the next year. And $10,000 gold is on the cards. John Butler was being interviewed by Jamie McGreevy in London, talking about his just released new book called The Golden Revolution and how to prepare for the coming gold standard. Butler has 18 years' experience in the global financial industry, having worked for European and U.S. investment banks in London, New York, and Germany. The book says that the era of paper currency is coming to an end, and a return to a gold-backed currency is basically inevitable. At the start of the interview, McGreevy starts by saying that far from gold being expensive at $2,000, gold may be the bargain of a lifetime, especially if the world returns to some form of gold standard. Butler says this could happen as early as next year due to the BRIC nations' dissatisfaction with the U.S. dollar reserve standard. They will start to move formally back to gold. There are many ways this can happen, according to Butler, including one country becoming a first mover, surprising the world and the United States by pegging its currency to gold. He points out that Russia may be the country who could do precisely that. This could lead to a run on the U.S. dollar and financial assets and could see the dollar lose 20% in 24 hours as investors pour into real assets such as oil and gold. And that, without question, could lead to a depression in the U.S. There could be a Bretton Woods-style crisis meeting where the U.S. decides it must reinstate the gold standard or else the dollar may lose its reserve status entirely. Gold at $5,000 an ounce should happen and possibly over $10,000 in that scenario, as gold will be the de facto monetary asset in cross-border balance of payments transactions. McGreevy acknowledged how the gold market is tiny compared to the trillions and trillions of dollars worth of cash and assets sloshing around the world financial system. He asked, how can countries back all of that against such a tiny and finite amount of gold? Butler responded by saying that the amount of gold is finite by weight or volume. It is not finite by price. If gold is going to be remonetarized, it is entirely reasonable that the gold price will rise by an order of many magnitude. He goes on to point out that if gold were to rise to over $10,000 an ounce, then in fact what you would have is market capitalization of gold, as it were, vis-a-vis the money supply and credit volumes generally, which is in line with a longer-term comparison because it implies stability. Far from gold being in a so-called speculative bubble, as has been suggested by less informed economic experts and financial advisors who pop up on CNBC, there's no question that gold right now remains undervalued at current prices. And I have little doubt, my friends, that gold's role as real money is going to become a reality sooner rather than later. As I said, this is not just wild speculation based on the fact that I sell gold and silver for a living. I read positive gold and silver commentaries, and I also read the negatives. But I'm also trying to be as a realist as possible. And it's without question that the one subject nobody in Washington or on Wall Street want to ever talk about, and that is the U.S. Losing dollar supremacy. Because it's a big, nasty subject. It is not a subject that you will get Ben Bernanke to comment on. And so I said, I find it interesting that here you have Timmy Geithner giving a speech yesterday saying he is concerned about the European debt crisis. And I don't know if he just threw it in for good measure, but he sees the Iranian oil sanctions as also being of concern to any form of economic recovery in the U.S. I mean, just think about it. What has happened over the last few decades whenever a Middle Eastern country threatens dollar supremacy? I mean, we could go back to the first run-ins that the U.S. had with Iran, putting the Shah into power. And then the U.S. covertly backing Iraq in its war against Iran, up to the point where Saddam Hussein started making noises about trading Iraqi oil for anything but dollars. And then Muammar Gaddafi. Who was well along the way in unifying the African Union to back his plan of instituting the dinar as a mechanism for trade within African and Middle Eastern countries outside of the U.S. dollar. So it's kind of ironic that it looks like it's going to come down to Iran is ultimately going to be the country that breaks U.S. dollar supremacy. As I said before, I find it interesting that the war talk has been ratcheted down of late from the usual suspects, the Josh Boltons and the various talking heads coming out of Israel. But when you read statements by the Israeli defense minister saying that Israel's stopwatch is ticking faster than the U.S.'s, it looks pretty inevitable, in my humble opinion, that the next few months are going to be very crucial. And see how the world deals with the effects of greater sanctions against Iran. And if Iran is successful in breaking U.S. Dollar dominance, watch out. I mean, when that balloon goes up, all bets are off, my friend. I unfortunately don't have a crystal ball that sees that far into the future. All I just try and do is try as best as I can to read between the lines. And let's not forget that other important event that is happening in 6 months from now. So I think saying that the next 3 months are going to be critical is a pretty good call on my part. And yes, we may all look back on this time and say, darn, $2,000 gold is cheap. And yes, if we do see $5,000 or $10,000 oil, I mean gold, we will see
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound?
Flip side for this Thursday. You know, it's funny, I have very seldom agreed with U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, but I must agree with the one statement he made yesterday in Portland when he said most financial crises are caused by a mix of stupidity and greed and reckless risk-taking. And he is absolutely correct. And that's pretty much what gold and silver are. Gold and silver are nothing more than idiot insurance. It insures you against the idiots that proliferate Washington, D.C., Wall Street, and the city across the pond. And so long as we are guaranteed to be spoon-fed more stupidity, I think it's a pretty safe bet to conclude that in our lifetime we will see $10,000 gold and triple-digit silver prices. Because it seems as though we're on that slippery path. where Pride and Prejudice trumps logical thought. We still have a few AU Morgan dollars going cheap. 100 AU Morgan dollars delivered to your front door. $3,500. You can give Republic Trading Group a call, speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. We'll be more than happy to put some aside for you. Stand by for Alan Watt, Lieutenant Group Matrix, coming up at the top of the hour, and find that tomorrow. We get to speak with Charles Paulson. So till then, my friends, see you back.